This is Ted Kennedy. As one of his early bipartisan initiatives on foreign policy, President Bush should put the United States in the forefront against apartheid in South Africa. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one good way for President Bush to begin restoring bipartisanship in foreign policy would be to reverse the drift of the past 8 years and invite Congress to join in a new bipartisan initiative against apartheid in South Africa. The Reagan administration was always a reluctant participant in the battle against apartheid. Their dubious policy of so-called constructive engagement lacked any effective teeth. It emboldened the racists in South Africa and encouraged their intransigence. Congress finally took the initiative itself and enacted economic sanctions against South Africa over President Reagan's veto. We need to do more, Al. Join me in urging President Bush to put the United States where it ought to be, leading the worldwide movement against apartheid instead of bringing up the rear.
You can bet the rent that the Bush administration will show powerful opposition to apartheid, just as did the Reagan administration. Trouble with you, Ted, you have just one simplistic answer to the problem of apartheid, and that's sanctions. All that sanctions have done to South Africa is to increase the damn stubbornness of the ultra-conservative elements of the ruling white class. And sanctions only make conditions even worse for working South African blacks. Those who always support any sanctions, I think, have deeply held, almost religious convictions that they alone have the right way to oppose apartheid. I don't impugn your motives, Ted, the way you impugn those who disagree with you. You need to learn a little more about the art of compromise, Ted. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off on the serious environmental problem of acid rain. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.